Hello. Good morning. Or good evening, I guess. It's nighttime. You were asleep for a long time. But I let you rest. I thought you might need your sleep. I'm sorry, I had to tie you up, sweetie. I didn't want you to. I don't know. Panic. At least until I got to explain myself. Well, yeah. You're tied up. Just rest. Don't struggle. Hey, don't struggle. Shh. 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 It's all right. Relax. Just relax. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You're safe. Relax. I'm here. I'm here to protect you and make sure nothing bad happens to you. That's right. I'm here. It's your girlfriend, right? Why should you be afraid of your girlfriend just because she tied you up and put you in a basement? It's all for a good reason. Shh. Relax. Struggling won't help, sweetie. The straps are leather. They're the same kind they used to in psychiatric hospital. But not anymore. Oh, don't worry about where I got them. I have my methods. Hey, now, don't scream. We're in my private space. No one can hear you. If you scream, you just ruin your throat. No one can hear you through a matter of concrete. If you scream and you keep screaming, well, I just have to put this ball in your mouth. Yes, this ball gag. It fits right into your mouth. See? See how it works? You want it? Do you want this? Hmm? Okay. I didn't think so. Just relax. 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 So, let's talk. Why are you here? It's because you are in danger, sweetie. Danger from all of those people. All of those people that you talk to all of the time. They don't have your best interest at heart. I know this. I know people. And I know you. You're so naive. You don't understand how dangerous people can be. All of your so-called friends? They aren't your friends. They are your enemies. They all want something from you. They want your money, or your time, or your apartment, You never know. Any of those people can be crazy. For example, I read the news the other day about some man who trapped his own wife in their house and would let her leave. Isn't that insane? Some people, you never know who you are dealing with. Sweetie, I only want your best for you. Let me explain. Let's read this text. Yes, this text from your phone. Hey, what's up? Been a while since we talk. Yes, this text is from your phone. Well, I unlocked your phone, and now I have the code for it. I changed the code, sweetie. Now you... Well, I don't think you need your phone anymore. Anyway. No. Too many dangerous people tried to contact you on your phone. Where was I? Oh, yes. Let me read this text. Hey, what's up? Been a while since we talked. You want to get some beer or something? Excuse me? Get some beers? You know what it means, right? They are trying to drug you. Yes, I know. Well, how do you think I drugged you? I put in your drink at the bar. And then, when you got home, you fell asleep. And I moved you to my place. You've been conscious. Sleeping for 24 hours. And look at this text. From Ingrid? Who's Ingrid? Why are you talking to some girls? What do you mean it's your sister? You don't have a sister. Oh, that girl I met at Vanya's party? That was Ingrid? Well, how do you know that she's your sister? She could have been faking it this entire time. Yes, since you were born. Or maybe she's a doppelganger. You know? Sweetie, these things happen all of the time. You need to read the news more. Wait, what? Excuse me? What do you mean that's insane? What do you mean? Are you saying that I'm insane? Why would you say such a thing? I'm very healthy in every way. I'm strong enough to carry you to my place. I'm clever enough to get a place that's in the basement of a building. I'm smart enough to make a substance to make you fall asleep. Why would you say that? It's insane. It sounds very intelligent to me. What am I doing with this knife? What do you think I'm doing with this knife? What if I run it over your wrist? Or what if I run it over your face? What if I cut the buttons off your shirt? Would that be dangerous? Well, it would be dangerous if someone insane was holding this knife. But it would be perfectly safe if a sane person would hold it. Which do you think I am, sweetie? Sane? Or insane? Exactly. That's better. You understand? You understand? I am a perfectly sane person. You would never call me insane, would you, my sweetheart? Oh, you're just so precious. By the way, don't worry about work. I told them that you quit. Well, specifically, I called them and told them that you said that they should all go to hell. Well, of course, sweetie. Actually, to be more specific, I said you told them that you would see them in hell also. What's the matter, honey? You seem upset. That's all right. You didn't like working there anyway, right? I know you said you liked your job, but did you really? Did you really like your job more than spending time with me? I know that can't be the case. Yes, I know you. And I know you that all you want to do is spending your time with me. Forever. And we will have plenty of time for that. Here we go. I'm going to put this black bag over your head. Why? Because you don't need to see anything while I'm gone. I'm just going to run a few errands and I'll be right back. I'll be right back to see you. And when I return, I will show you this new outfit I got for you. It's a fabulous dress. Yes. I'm going to put you in a dress and a wig, so that you look just like one of my dolls. Won't that be fun? So don't worry, sweetie. I won't be long gone. I promise. I'll be right back.